The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, many began to believe in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them because he knew them all, and he did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. The Gospel of the Lord. So at this stage, I would invite all children ages 4 through 10 to please come up. I want you guys to all sit here. I'm going to give you a special homily. So age 4, 5, 6, 7, all of that. And you can all come here and sit down right in front of me. And I want to tell you a few stories, but this homily is really dedicated to all of you. Can you hear me well? Yes? Okay. Let me try this one. Yeah, if you guys move up a little bit so we can get everyone there. Good. So I want to tell you a story. You know, now that we've organized ourselves, that I only get to preach once a month, right? Father Vincent did last weekend. Father Carlos probably will do next weekend. It's my weekend this month is my turn. And so the last time I was celebrating Mass here and being the preacher as well, I put on a little video at the end. I'm sure a lot of you guys remember that. We had the cardinal on there, and a lot of people were very generous, and they were helping out, helping a lot of poor people. That's what the video was about. But then when Mass was over, and I was walking out through the church here and into the lobby, what we call the narthex, there were people that were handing out bags to help people that are needy and poor in Patterson. You guys know those bags, right? The little plastic bags. And your families then fill it with food and you bring it back next Sunday. Well, I had the opportunity to go to the place in Patterson. It's called Oasis. And it's a shelter for women and children that are really poor and a lot of need. And I have to say, I was very, very impressed with the work that they do there. And I was very impressed by how much we as a parish, we supply basically all of their food for these hundreds of women and children not too far away from here who are in need of a lot of really good support. So I was so proud of our parish. But we do that every month, so I was used to seeing them. But then also there were teenagers there, and they were collecting food and money for other poor people in another place. And then the Knights of Columbus were there, and they were collecting money for other people in another place. And I felt it was like an obstacle course, right? Trying to get out of the narthex. And I thought, this is like a little too much. So at our next staff meeting that we had the next day, I told our staff members, "Hey, we have to work better on our calendar so people don't feel that every time they come to church, they're being asked for a million and one different things. So hopefully we're going to get better at that. But these are really important groups that we're supporting and helping. And I know you as Girl Scouts service is a really big thing, that you reach out to people that are in need. So that was really neat. But then this past week, I had a really great experience. Our parish, for years and years now, we've been going to a very poor place called the Greenville Section in Jersey City. And we run a soup kitchen. You guys know what a soup kitchen is? Yes? Someone want to explain what a soup kitchen is? Go ahead. Excellent, excellent, Sophia. Excellent, right? So it's a place where people get to go if they don't have enough money so that they can have food in their stomachs and everything. So our parish did. We had about 125, 130 poor people come through there. And I was amazed that we had such a great system. And I was there. I was putting together the forks and the knives and the napkins and then helping to serve the food. It was a really great experience. And then, just this past Thursday, I went down to our sister school. Right, we have our own school here at St. Elizabeth's. We have a sister school called Sacred Heart in Jersey City. And I went down there, and all these poor children that get to go to a good Catholic school because of our support as a parish. So you guys should be really, really proud, as I was, that we have a parish that does so much good, so much service to people that are in need. And when I got there, all the kids got together and they sang a song for me. And it was really actually quite a fun day. And I learned so much, and they were learning so much about religion and God. It made me very, very happy. So, but anyway, let me go back to my point, though. So when I was leaving the narthex, right, it was a little crowded and crazy and busy. And I thought a little bit, maybe that's what Jesus was feeling in today's gospel, right? Jesus in the temple area, and people are yelling and screaming and shouting and selling things. And then Jesus got angry. I mean, I didn't get angry last month, right? I was actually very proud. But Jesus got angry. And doesn't that seem odd? Right? When you guys read the Bible, Jesus is usually very nice and calm and forgiving, right? That's the way you usually picture Jesus. But in today's gospel, it seems like it's really different, right? He gets really angry. And he starts knocking over tables, right? Like I call that justified anger. But imagine if you guys did that at home, right? If you start knocking over the tables. Like last week, Father Vincent and Father Carlos, they were fighting in the rectory over the Xbox. And then they both knocked over the table. And I had to send them to time out. And I said they couldn't have dessert that night and all that stuff. Do you think that happened? No, it didn't happen, right? But does that sometimes happen with you guys, right? Sometimes, right, we fight and we get angry at each other. So what I wanted to talk about was anger, right? You guys know what anger is. How many of you guys sitting here, and I'm going to include myself, how many times do you guys ever get angry? Right? And if I asked all the parents here, grandparents, right, I think all the hands would go up. Right? So think about the last line in today's gospel. It says that Jesus understood very well human nature. Because we know that Jesus is truly God, and truly a human being. So he understood our nature, that all of us as human beings, sometimes we get angry. And I want to tell you about the time when I was most angry. I'm going to share it with you because I learned a lot from that experience. So this is many years ago. And do you guys know where the Vatican is? Do you know where that is? Right, the Vatican is where, it's like our headquarters for the Catholic Church, right? It's where the Pope lives, and it's where all the, like, the major decisions are made. And I used to live there many years ago, right? But anyway, we had a problem. We had a big problem of a priest who did a really bad thing, and we had to solve it. But it was very complicated and very difficult, and I was part of the people that were trying to resolve this problem. And we were there, and all the priests and all the monsignors and all the bishops and cardinals that worked with the Vatican, we were all on the same team. We were all doing the same thing. We were solving the problem. But there was one cardinal, very big, important person right in our church, and he was what I call an obstructionist, right? He was someone that was getting in the way. He was one that wasn't going with the flow when everyone was trying to resolve this problem. And you know what? He got me really, really angry because he wasn't doing the right thing. I got really angry. I got so angry What I wanted to do, I wanted to grab him in his purple vestments. It's so angry, and I wanted to throw him through the wall. Do you think I did that? No, right? Because he was too big, and the wall was too thick, right? No. Had I done that, could you imagine that? That would have been like in the New York Times. It said, angry young American priest throws a cardinal through the wall, right? That would have been, that'd be pretty crazy. So I didn't do that. But what did I do? I decided, do you know what I did? Thank you very much. I tried to be nice to him, and I also prayed really hard for him. I prayed really, really hard that he would change his mind and that he would get on board. At the end of the day, he didn't really change his mind, but the majority of us were able to do the right thing and solve the problem. But it taught me a lot about the important thing when you really get angry at someone, the good first thing to do is try to be nice to them, also try to pray for them. But then it made me look and I said to myself, Stephen, this is so strange. Like, I never experienced that much anger. So I decided to look up in the Bible. And what does the Bible speak about anger? Right? And it showed these different things. But the main thing that I found was this great thing from St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians. And talk about knowing human nature. He said, it's okay to be angry. Just don't sin in your anger. It's okay to be angry, right? We're going to feel anger sometimes. Like sometimes, like when I drive the car and I go out of the rectory and I go into Greenwood and I try to make a left onto Wyckoff Avenue, right? Sometimes I get really angry because no one lets you in. No one lets you make that left turn. So what are my choices? I can either get angry and or I can try to pray for all those people that are driving by, right? Does that ever happen when you guys are driving? You ever get a little angry? No? Yeah, you don't drive? Okay, you don't drive, so you don't get angry, right? But when you're a little bit older, you guys may experience that, right? So sometimes we get angry, but I want to give you the final solution. I know you've had your hand up the whole time, and I really wasn't thinking of taking a question, but go ahead. What's your question? Why would I pray for a guy that wasn't being mean? Because Jesus told us, right, that we should pray for our enemies and we should do good to those who do bad things to us. So I was trying to live Jesus' teaching, right? And ultimately, what I got want you guys all to do right now, when you look up above me, not straight up, but right behind me, is the cross of Jesus. And at Jesus, the moment of his life when he was most justified, when he was most really could be really angry at all these bad things that people were doing to him, Jesus, instead of being angry, made what I call an act of sacrificial love. He opened his arms, he said, I love all of you, and I'm going to make this sacrifice for all of you. And that's what I want you guys to think about. Next time you get really angry at your brother or sister, or angry at your mom or your dad or some schoolmate, right? Think of what Jesus ultimately did, right? He prayed for those people who were being mean to them. He forgave them. And at the end of the day, he made a big sacrifice of his love. And he just kept silent and endured whatever he had to do. Okay? So does that make sense to you guys? Okay? So what are you going to do next time you get angry at someone? Stay calm. Pray for them. Be nice to them. And don't throw them through the wall? Is that what you said? Don't throw them through the wall. Okay, that sounds good. So, last thing. Go ahead. Do not sin. High five. You got that. Excellent, right? So it's okay to be angry, but do not sin. All right, children, you can go back with your parents now, okay?